The next governor of Illinois will have to deal with the fiscal problems plaguing the state. So far, the top two candidates on the ballot, Democrat J.B. Pritzker and Republican incumbent Bruce Rauner, have failed to offer detailed solutions. Illinois Issues columnist Charlie Wheeler joins Daisy Contreras to talk about what each candidate has suggested and whether their plans will actually work.
And as you've talked about this year, legislators and even the governor himself have guaranteed citizens that there is a balanced budget in place where general fund spending will not exceed expected resources. Technically, the balanced budget part is accurate, but only because it's all on paper. So it's all hypothetical. Should we be concerned?
Yeah, I guess we should, because as I said, the current budget is balanced on paper, assuming that a lot of things are going to happen, and I'm not altogether convinced that, yes, indeed, this will happen. It's not with the same degree of certainty that you can say, yes, the Cubs will be in the playoffs. There's a chance that they won't, but it's guaranteed that they will. And so you have that kind of a situation. It's kind of a bet on the future that is more likely than not to actually not transpire. And then going ahead, you have extra expenses that we're going to have to deal with in the next budget year. We're going to have to, under the plan that we have to pay off our unfunded pension liability in the neighborhood of $130 billion, every year we put more money into the pension funds. So there will be an increase required in fiscal 2020 under the existing law to get to 90% full funding of the pension systems by 2045.
Now, Charlie, let's get into what each of the candidates have outlined as possible solutions. On one side, Republican Governor Bruce Rauner has talked about a solution where raising taxes is not an option. Yet the current budget benefits from some of the revenue generated by a tax increase from last year. What does Governor Rauner suggest should be done in this case?
Well, I think it would be fair to say that the governor's mantra has been, we have to improve our business climate, we have to have economic growth, we have to create more jobs, we have to entice companies to invest in Illinois, to expand what they have now, to bring new operations into the state, to create more economic opportunities for our citizens, therefore generating more tax revenue. And his specifics involve things that I think would be difficult to get through a democratically controlled General Assembly. I mean, he hasn't been able to do it for the last 4 years, and I'm not sure that his chances would be any better in the next four, were he to be elected.
The Democratic candidate, J.B. Pritzker, says we should change our flat tax system to a graduated or progressive income tax where higher levels of income would be taxed at higher rates. Pritzker, who is a Hyatt Hotel heir, has said he'd be willing to pay those higher rates and has suggested Governor Rauner should also be willing to do the same. Yet Pritzker has not offered any details to his progressive income tax plan. Why would this plan also not offer any immediate results?
Well, I suspect one of the reasons is, as he says, because he wants to negotiate with legislative leaders to see what they could get through. Another reason might be because whatever rate he put out there, the governor and his allies would begin to criticize immediately. As a matter of fact, the governor has said, you can't trust Pritzker. Whatever graduated tax would be put in, everybody would wind up paying more. And the governor also claimed that every state that has a graduated income tax, people pay more. Well, independent fact checkers have looked at that, and the answer is no, that's not true. The governor is, they said that's false. As a matter of fact, if you look at the actual data, it shows that depending on how you structure it, middle-income Illinoisans could save a lot of money if we adopted the same structure as other states.
That was Illinois Issues columnist Charlie Wheeler. To read Charlie's column on the state's fiscal issues, you can go to willnews.org.